As the week starts, residents along the Mississippi and Merrimack Rivers in Missouri are still out of their homes, still dealing with the December flooding. Inspectors have begun allowing some people to get back to property to begin repairs, but few have been allowed to move back in. Tons of mud covers porches. Piles of dangerous debris still fill streets and clog curbs. So how bad is it? Well, 1,300 or so buildings were damaged. Nearly 300 dwellings may have to be demolished. The Merrimack didn't even fall below flood stage in the city of Arnold, Missouri, until last week. And on Friday, Governor Jay Nixon asked for federal assistance to rebuild, formally requesting the Obama administration to declare a disaster in 41 Missouri counties. Downriver in Louisiana, flooding was so bad the effects could be seen from space. And in Nashville, Tennessee, which sits along the Cumberland River, one levee is getting a double take. The city has hired some new caretakers grazing goats. Blake Farmer from Here and Now contributor WPLN reports.
Josh DeLosier rattles a bucket of feed to get the attention of the 105 goats that have recently deployed. They're grazing on a brown, brush-covered levee that protects a low-lying office park from the Cumberland River. In spots, it's dangerously steep.
It's just what they're designed to do. They love these hills.
DeLosier put up an electrified fence around a four-acre section. He plans to work his goats along the length of the three-mile levee over a couple of months. It's the biggest project to date for his young company, which is capitalizing on the throwback trend of using goats as eco-friendly lawnmowers. Already, the mundane munching has become a spectacle.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I thought I'd seen everything, but now that I've seen goats, they're really doing a job there, too.
Tony Burdick rides his bike on the paved greenway atop the levee nearly every day. He recalls how last year it took tractors and chainsaws to tame the hillside.
They had men working here for weeks, so I think using goats is a very clever idea.
Keeping the brush knocked down is not about aesthetics, it's a safety issue. Inspectors need to lay eyes on every bit of the earthworks, especially when the water is high, says Sonia Allman with the city's water department.
You're wanting to always be able to, you know, make sure that there's not anything type of erosion, there's not any type of landslide, there's not any type of sinkhole, there aren't large trees that could be compromising it, and it's difficult to do when it's completely overgrown.
Nashville has had some trouble keeping the levee's vegetation up to Corps of Engineers standards in recent years. The goats are meant to be a cost-effective alternative. The city was hiring a crew twice a year at the cost of $100,000 a pop. Allman says the goats are less than half the price of a human crew.
I mean, it's a huge cost saving, so everything that we have seen is a true benefit.
At this point, Allman says the goats will be invited back for another pass later this year. There is the question of what the goats are leaving behind, but herd owners say it should actually make good fertilizer. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.